is the 311 Radio Show, where we learn all about the work of the Barbados Fire Service, focusing towards a safer Barbados.
Good afternoon. Welcome to this edition of the 311 Radio Show here on VOB 92.9 FM. Trust you've been having a wonderful Sunday. Thank you so much for sticking with us here on VOB. I am Krista J. Paul, and as per usual, we have the Barbados Fire Service in with us. And today we have fire and life safety officers, no longer fire prevention officers. Name has changed, but Natasha Ford.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone.
And Jason Collins.
Hi, good afternoon, Barbados.
All right, trust you've been having a great year so far. Cannot believe we are already in the month of February. Remember we just said Happy New Year? I mean, we just said
just a couple programs ago.
Happy New Year.
But when do you stop saying Happy New Year? If this is my first time seeing you for the year, am I not still entitled to say Happy New Year?
Well, what I say is I hope your year has been going well so far.
Okay, then.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't really say Happy New Year, but I mean, if you say it, then no problem. But it's still a new year, isn't it?
Exactly.
Somebody said I still say Happy New Year till June, but I don't know.
To what? There's nothing new at that point in time. That's like a new
happy
baby.
Happy half year.
Nobody. Yeah, still is no longer New Year, 6 months old.
Right? Oh my goodness. But yes, I trust your year has been going well so far, and you're staying with us here on the 311 Radio Show on VOB. And just a reminder, if you've missed any of the previous editions, you can always log on to vob929.com. Just look at the top, you see podcasts. It will flip down and you can scroll down to the 311 Radio Show and hear any of the previous broadcasts. We've had some very interesting guests in the past, and we're looking forward to our continued partnership in the future and throughout 2020. Now, we want to talk about well, aside from the fact that you said Valentine's Day, yes, is this week. It's the time of, on Friday. It's a time of love and romance and so on. Although we should be doing that all throughout the year, but
too expensive.
You should be showing love all throughout the year.
It's too expensive. Think about it. The amount of calories you're going to consume, you're going to get fat. All those chocolates.
Okay, so what are you trying to say? A bread and two for the year? Then expensive dinner once? Okay.
No. Oh my goodness. So yes, we know that this is the month of love and all those burning desires. You can hear the words, right? Burning desires and fanning the flames and all the romantic things that people want to do during this time to now show, oh, I love you so much. As you say, things that we should have been doing since the beginning of the year, whenever. But some people get it late. Anyhow, we know that some of the romantics are going to come out of their shell. They want to put on something They're going to want to do something special. Let me see. Put on something special. Now, I remember Station Officer Vaughn when he was wooing his wife at one point in time.
Oh, dear. Secrets is
out. And I think he told it already. He decided that he was going to light candles all throughout the house.
Ooh, wow.
No, she decided she was going to light candles throughout it. And the fire officer and him came and killed that romantic He's walking and he's blowing out everyone.
Oh my goodness. So much for that.
I really don't think fire officers were meant really good romantic. But for the average person out there who knows you want to make that night extra special, you want to step out of the way.
He was seeing a fire. That's all he was seeing. He was seeing a blaze.
You can imagine going through all of that hard work to set an atmosphere. And this man comes through the door every single time. I don't know the madness.
Oh no. Good afternoon. afternoon, Officer Vaughn. Whoa. And Mrs. Vaughn.
I would never look at Valentine's Day the same again after that. But we want persons to be extremely cautious at this point in time. Yes, we know you're going to be feeling that feeling. You're going to want to do things by the candlelight. And you know, we don't normally advocate for the use of candles. We have the battery operated ones, which give the same ambience, the same flow and everything. Invest in those ones, if anything. You don't have
to buy. It probably doesn't have the same scent.
Get an air freshener spray if you want a thing. Oh, but we don't have to bother about, you know, anybody coming in and blowing out the candles. Right. We don't have to bother about anybody coming in. You know, probably I just had one or two little wine, glasses of wine, and accidentally kicking something over, and then they're starting a blaze in the home or anything like that. When we get to the bedroom, you know, people talk about this candle glow, seeing the candle glow reflecting off the walls. Forgive me, read a lot of novels. Okay. I don't know. And the seeing the candle glow off the walls. Please don't get the idea of putting the candles under the bed, around the bed, anything like that. If you set the mood, the person sees it, extinguish them immediately. But please, thing is, try not to use candles on the whole. If you want to have the candle, then have a candlelight dinner. And make sure it's at somebody else's restaurant, so they're responsible for that, not at home. You're not doing it at home either, because we know sometimes you might get a bit sidetracked. And you get up and you leave them there next to, you know, then it's a recipe for disaster. We want you to have a fun night. We want you to have a fun day. But we also want you to be extremely careful at this point in time. Doesn't mean having one night of pleasure, whatever the case is, and then later on, you're going to regret everything that you've just worked to accomplish, seeing it just go up in flames. Sometimes we don't like to talk about these things, because it seems like when we talk about certain things, within a week or two weeks, yeah, something happens. Mm-hmm. So do you have any wood in here? This is wood. Knock on wood. And that brings us back to the fact we had Mr. Padmore in here. Mm-hmm. And I, with my fast self, went and asked the question about a certain area having a fire and what happened last week.
Yes, that's right.
So I think I'm good. Yeah. Mm. Positive thoughts. So this is what we put in the universe. It normally comes around to. So, yes, our officers would have been hard at work last week. Mm-hmm. The members of the SSA as well, trying to get that fire at Mangrove extinguished once again. To the residents in that community, I don't even try to understand how you guys would have felt. I mean, it's not the first time, it's not the second time,
yes,
to be constantly going through this. And I mean, we understand, because even our officers were displaced, they had to actually close the station and go to another station to operate. And yeah, it was apparently that horrible. But as with all things, we try to abide, we try to do the best that we can, given the resources that we have. And to everyone who came out, the guys who used the compactors, who brought the dirt to, yeah, the mold.
Yes.
Yes, mold, not dirt. Exactly. All of those persons who worked to make sure to get it under control, we want to say a big thank you. You see, it is again about a brotherhood, a community. We can't do it alone.
Yes.
Imagine if we had to try to use water on that.
Wow.
How much water we would still be there, yes, probably.
Yes. Especially in this time of drought, as we would have touched on last week.
Yeah. So, Mr. Padmore, I don't know if I really want to have you back on the program again. Just saying.
We just talk about something else.
We just talk about something else.
But like winning $1 million or something. No, you know what? Speak it.
Speak it into being millionaires for the new year. But definitely, for sure, those are some of the things that we want people to think about. Valentine's night, being extremely cautious, as cautious as you can be. And again, for those residents living in the area, stop thinking, you know what? It is not my fault. Up there always burning. If something is affecting you, get out. Live to tell the tale. When you stay inside the environment for longer than you need be, you don't know what you are exposing yourself to. And if you saw the videos that were going around, the thickness of that smoke, the blackness is a word.
As a matter of fact, from our office in town, we could see the fire while it was going. We could see the fire from Bridgetown.
Wow, that is somebody, heavy black smoke.
And you can see it from the post office,
right
down in the
arch. And that's all in St. Thomas. So. Exactly.
Thank you.
You can see it clearly.
Let alone those residences in the area. I know that on the news, you know, there would have been a lady very passionate about the fact that there are some people who don't have anywhere to go.
True.
The thing is that, you know, you... It's for your own safety, your own health. I know it's not easy. I know that it's easier to say, especially if you're not in a situation. But for your own health sake, it's best to find some place to just go for a while so that you will not... Better find some place to go than to be headed to the hospital.
Inhale it, right, exactly. And tires, as you will know, burn... As Forbes was saying, black smoke and the toxic gases and so on that will be emitted from that type of fire, you don't want to be inhaling.
Yes. Well, you know, even when I think of what's happened at Mangrove Landfill, I'm remembering now even those in Australia. There would have been millions, displaced and, you know, millions of acres of land being burnt and burnt, houses being burnt. Unfortunately, lives were lost, including a fire officer. And, you know, we think of the peril that they would have been in at that time. And, you know, the displacement for them as well. And we know that we never can predict when there will be a fire. Well, in most cases.
Right?
But how about then having, God forbid, if it happens again, having some kind of a plan?
I'm glad to see you're thinking the same way that I am. Yeah,
to say, you know what, let me make arrangements with Sister so-and-so from church. Or something to save my children.
Cousin, a brother, a sister, somebody who can just put you up for the time being. And I mean... It is something that needs to be considered seriously. This is not the first. It's not a first time case. It is not the second time. We don't know when these things are going to happen. We don't like to know that these things are going to happen. But again, it speaks to us being proactive and reactive and all of that. Again, we know it has happened once. It has happened twice. Is it going to happen a third, a fourth, and a fifth time before we take it upon ourselves to put some sort of measure in place to safeguard ourselves? If this happens, then I know I cannot stay here. Yeah. As you said, I need to bunk with somebody. I don't know if it's the case that we're sitting and waiting or trying to see if government will say, well, you know, since you've been displaced by... We are going to house you or put you up in, what is it? Give me a hotel one. These big fancy hotels. I'm not sure. Realistically, we would like to see it happen. People would think that it should be. But are you going to remain there and say, they should? At the end of the day, these persons are in a safe environment. They're not the ones inhaling all these toxic gases that 20 or 10, 15 years later down the line, when you go to the doctor, you hear, oh, Miss So-and-so or Mrs. So-and-so, you have cancer. What do you think caused it? Things don't always manifest the same time. We need to see, remember, we put ourselves in some situations at the end of the day that risk our own health. I can go down the road if I fall on my bicycle and I get a cut there and then, I know what the reason for that was. But if you're going to remain in an environment like that 2 days, 3 days, and you're just inhaling these toxic smokes all the time, look at the fire officers probably had on BSS and whatever else. Look at the persons working close within the environment. They probably had on some sort of breathing apparatus, respirators or something like that. You at home and you inside your house, shut up, and you talking about, or it ain't going to impact me or whatever. Really?
Why would Natasha is saying is that We've spoken even here already about having a plan, and this in your home, if something should happen at your home, anything. That situation is another reason to have a plan.
Sure.
Especially if you live in areas that prone to that kind of thing. That it is not as forced, it's not the first or the second time that we have had that occurrence at the dam. So therefore, if you know you live in that area which is prone to that kind of stuff, and this goes not only to persons living in the actual area, but areas where the where you would have yearly fires. And there are certain places, you know, Cloughs, you know, there's Bannantyne. There's certain areas that the fire officers and persons within certain neighborhoods know this is a yearly fire. This would be a big one every year. And you put things in place. When this burn, if I'm home, if my children are home, let us have a plan to go by auntie, by this body, somebody. The same way you would plan to escape your house if something should occur at home.
Yes.
Make a plan if something happens in that vicinity where you know it affects you directly. To have an alternate method, same way. It's all about planning.
That's right. And you're talking even about people with young children.
Correct.
You know, we just a couple of Sundays ago, we were talking with Marsha Burke, teacher at St. George Primary School, talking about how many children are affected by indiscriminate burning. And it's amazing. And herself as well. Yes, and she didn't have that issue before.
Exactly.
Right? So it's amazing to see the increasing levels of children with asthmatic conditions right here in Barbados and, you know, need to be nebulized ever so often.
Correct.
So let's make the plan and know what to do before
it happens.
God forbid, before it happens. As you said, it's not the first time. It's not the second time. So let's make a plan so that we don't be, you know, we'll be caught off guard, be caught unawares, God forbid, next time.
But also, it doesn't only go in terms of fire. This could have been, I mean, again, it comes down to even the, was it the hurricane season? Our lack of preparedness for these things, day in and day out. And I mean, you know, every year we do have a hurricane season. And we still fail to prepare. And I remember going to school when you're studying for exams or when you you fail to prepare, you always you hear the teacher saying, when you fail to prepare to fail. And that lesson has not changed in life. It goes for every single thing that we do. So whether it be a fire that nobody, and as I keep saying all the time, a fire doesn't ever call you and say to you, I feel like giving trouble today. So you know what? At 10 a.m., I'm going to decide I'm going to start someplace in St. Thomas. So I'm giving you 2 hours to clear out. It does not happen. The only time you see fire talks is Sesame Street or one of these other characters. Wait, Sesame Street? No, I never said it on Sesame Street. What's the matter? Acme cartoon.
Right.
Realistically speaking, stop sitting down, putting yourself at risk. Stop expecting everybody to run to your aid and start running to your own self.
Yeah.
Run away from these situations. Be more proactive.
Yes. And we'll talk about small children, but those with elderly parents who are living in the vicinity as well. We need to remember them as well.
Because it would be difficult to get an elderly person or a person who's immobile. They might not be elderly, but they may be living with a disability or something like that. And it would be difficult to get them out. You don't want to wait till the smoke is billowing on y'all in the house. Then to have to try to hustle them out of a house. When you could, like, a case like the dump, it don't start huge.
The what? You said the mangrove landfill?
The mangrove landfill.
Yes.
The jargon is important.
Yes, please.
So in a case like that, It does not start with a big amount of smoke and all over the community. You see it, you know, look, this burning. And once you see it, you can guarantee it will get out of hand. Because it's never something that's extinguished within an hour. And I think anybody who's worked around it or have experienced it will know it takes days.
A couple of days.
So as long as you see it, you know, well, let us go. We got to get out. Because you know how it's going to turn.
And well, you said a couple of days. I mean, yes, we know it will last on average 2 to 3 days.
But then when you had smoldering going on.
Yes. But then, I mean, not just that. When you had the reignition of it, that would not have been predicted as well. And of course, lengthening the period. So we definitely need to put a plan in place for your elderly parents, for your children, for yourself.
Correct.
Right? And again, be your brother's keeper. This is where that comes in again. We say this so many times on this one-on-one radio show.
I think that should be our motto now. Be your brother's keeper.
Yes, yes.
But only in terms, we're not only going to sit here and say to the householders that you need to put a plan in place. I'm also talking to the management of the landfill as well. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Landfill. They also need to have a plan in place. We've asked the question, what do you do? What do you have in place? How do you go about stopping this reoccurrence from happening again? Is it a case that, you know, with people need to say, like to say that when it comes to maintenance and government, that we don't set the trend, that we're the ones that are always lagging behind. So how do we fix that? How then do we put systems in place that if something like this should happen, that, you know what, we can react in the fastest time and have the smallest amount of damage, blowout, whatever, impacting on people? And these are some of the questions I guess the residents need to ask.
It's okay instigating something.
Right. I'm just trying to teach people about how questions that you ask. I mean, I've seen some people around here. We don't have any cases of the coronavirus within our country, but we've seen people walking about with masks on their face. Mm-hmm. What would you say to these people? Are they being proactive? Or are they being weird? Mm-hmm. Somebody would look and say, you being weird. If you looked at Noah back then in biblical times, people would have looked at Noah and said, he being weird. With no rain and falling. But here he is building this big shit. Mm-hmm. And what happened? He put systems in place because he was told to put systems in place. Right. That is why he had him and his family. Let me go back to the Bible. Yes, I'm preaching today. All right, then. So he went back. Mm-hmm. And you understand, he did something so that mankind was not wiped out. Think about your health. Think about your young ones. I mean, what kind of damage is this smoke causing to our reproductive system? Do we need to get a doctor up in here? Are we stopping ourselves from having a family at the end of the day, from carrying on our legacy? These are things that you need to ask yourself. Me, I have already increased the multiply and I've done with that.
No comments.
But at the end of the day, we have people out there, seriously, you have young children, as you said, that have a future. What are we doing to protect them? As I said, this is not only for the individuals, this is also for the other persons who these fires are burning at their property.
Right. And when you said managers earlier, I thought you were going to talk about managers of businesses within the vicinity.
Managers of businesses within the vicinity,
right? Because, you know, plans also need to be made and preparations put in place. For the employees.
The evacuation of employees.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because the smoke doesn't stay in one area and just circle it like a cyclone or whatever. Is it a cyclone? Yeah.
A tornado.
It got to go back to a tornado. One that spins so.
Tornado. Tornado.
They can't actually see it.
The one that spins.
Yes.
Right. It doesn't stay one place.
The wind direction could change also.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly.
Because actually some of the guys from our show station were telling me the first, I think, 2 days or so, the smoke was going up and over them. So it wasn't affecting them.
Right.
But then I think the third day also, it started to come basically low down where that's where they had to evacuate. Mm-hmm. Because it then started to affect them. You know, so again, once when direction change or the fire starts to behave in a different manner,
and it also depends on the time of day as well, whether it's day, whether it's night. And you see, persons seem to think that all fire officers do is go out there and put the wet stuff on the red stuff. We also have to know how to read smoke. We also have to know, you know what, how does the time of day, whether it's night, how far this would go, who will be affected, the evacuation area, all of these are things. Listen, this is a whole science, okay? That's why we have the Barbados Fire Academy.
That's right.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So good afternoon to the Fire Academy.
Good afternoon to the Barbados Fire Academy. Yes, those hardworking individuals down there. Station Officer Small, I think he's been on the show already.
Yes, he was.
We also had Fire Officer Bean. Let me get it correct. We had Station Officer Small, Leading Sub Officer Acting Bourne. Mm-hmm. We had Leading Fire Officer Blake. Who else? There was also Bean.
Yes.
Y'all know the community.
The community, of course.
Come on now.
Of course. All right. So, so good afternoon to the Barbados Fire Academy. But what you're just talking about, it being a science, is so, so real. So you're able to therefore allow your fire safety training to kick in.
You have to.
To avoid and be proactive.
Oh, yes.
And to implement the precautionary measures that you would have been planning.
Mm-hmm.
To mitigate.
Oh, you talk it, sister. You are sounding.
Yes.
Mitigate. Oh, yes.
Yes.
The risks and the hazards. And that's why we are out there doing risk assessments and hazard analysis. You honest? You hear these words?
Mm.
People don't think that fire officers know these words.
There you go.
You see? But. But at the end of the day, these are the things that we do on a day-to-day basis. Persons do not see it because we're not always in a big red truck. When officers go with their personal vehicles, when they're out there doing whatever it be.
Even inspections come, that's part of the mitigation process.
Exactly.
Tell people what to do to pretty much safeguard themselves.
Yes.
That's preparation. That's a form of preparation.
Of course. So we're thankful that aspect has come to pass.
Very much so.
You know, and we are thankful, but I know the residents and businesses in the area are even more thankful. And we're just encouraging everyone to make plans because God forbid if it happens again. And, you know, we might think, oh, it happened this way this time, but you never know what might happen next time.
Thank you.
Right? So let's put these plans in place. And no man is an island. And if we say, it's not enough to say we don't have anybody we can go to because we have to find somebody to go to because it's an emergency.
And that's not necessarily true. There are people out there who are willing to open their doors.
That's true.
You just have to know which door to knock on.
That's true. And when I say it is not enough, as in, you know, we need to reach out more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So let's do that. For 2020, reach out. We gather in.
We gather in. I was
just about to say that.
You're just about to say that. We gather in. Yeah, we're helping each other.
If the teacher was here, she would say that. Yeah, we gather
in. For sure.
Right? So let's really look out for each other. Thank you very much for that. Fire and life safety officers. I have to try to get used to that. Fire and life safety officers. FLSO.
So we dealt with the fire, we dealt with the
life. We dealt with the life safety. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Thank you very much, Natasha Ford.
Thank you, and have a fabulous Sunday.
And Jason Collins.
Thank you very much also. Have a great week, Barbados.
And I'm Krista J. Paul. Remember, one more time, VOB929.com to listen to any of the podcasts of the previous shows as well as today's episode. God bless you, and have a wonderful week. Remember,
fire prevention is our intention.
That was the 311 Radio Show, as we heard from the Barbados Fire Service. Join us again next week right here on VOB 92.9 FM at 1:30 p.m. for the next edition of the 311 Radio Show.